Roberts. Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has gained razor-thin leads over President Donald Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania as vote counting continues Friday. The Trump campaign continues to dispute the results, however, saying in a statement Friday, the quote, "This election is not over," end quote, and claiming the president will ultimately win after expected recounts in close state races. The Trump campaign has also filed legal challenges over unsubstantiated allegations of vote fraud and irregularities. German police have raided the homes and businesses of four people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which four people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austria has closed a mosque and an Islamic association frequented by the man who shot four people dead in the rampage Monday. That's according to the Integration Minister, Suzanne Raab. She told a news conference Friday the two sites had contributed to the attacker's radicalization. Ethiopia's parliament validated a six-month state of emergency Thursday in the rebellious northern Tigray region. That's where the federal government has launched a military campaign, despite international pleas for negotiation to avoid a civil war. From Washington, this is VOA News. A 90-year-old archbishop was briefly abducted in a western Cameroon region gripped by conflict between Anglophone separatists and security forces, the archdiocese said Friday. It said Christian Toumi was kidnapped Thursday evening near Kumbo in the northwest region. Toumi is an archbishop emeritus and retired cardinal who has frequently sought to mediate in the crisis. He was released Friday along with his driver, but around 10 other people who were also seized with them have not been freed, according to a local official who requested anonymity. China has temporarily banned the entry of foreigners from at least eight countries as COVID-19 cases rise in Europe and elsewhere. Non-Chinese can no longer enter from Russia, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, Belgium, the Philippines, India, and Bangladesh, even if they hold a valid visa or residence permit for China. Embassies in those countries have posted online notices in recent days announcing the temporary suspension of entry. The United States' unemployment rate fell last month, but hiring continued to slow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Labor Department reports unemployment fell to 6.9% in October, a full percentage point lower than September. That drop came as employers added 638,000 jobs. While a solid number, that's a drop from September, the fourth straight monthly decline, and far fewer than needed to regain the jobs lost to the recession that was brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. 8 months after the virus struck the United States, the economy still has recovered barely half the 22 million jobs that were lost. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Friday, Liverpool began England's first citywide trial of coronavirus testing in an attempt to prevent hospitals becoming overwhelmed during the country's second wave of the pandemic. All of the northwestern city's 500,000 residents, as well as people working there, will be offered repeat tests, even if asymptomatic. The pilot program will initially run for 2 weeks. Remembrance Sunday events to honor Britain's war dead have been drastically pared back this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, while antivirus measures have also hit fundraising for military veterans. The Royal British Legion, which runs the annual Poppy Appeal, has warned it risks a shortfall in donations of millions during the two-week drive, its main source of revenue. A somber wreath-laying ceremony is to go ahead at the Cenotaph War Memorial in central London Sunday, but there will be no veterans marching or crowds watching. The annual Festival of Remembrance concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London was recorded without an audience in advance of Saturday's broadcast. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is Africa News.